time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes. We back. Feeling good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing really good, man. Off into a new week. Feeling fresh, you know what I'm saying? Setting my mind open for new opportunities and new fucking inspirations, you know what I mean? Which always, you know, brings about a new you, you know? So that's why I'm setting myself, you know what I mean? Stop looking in the past about shit. Stop talking to yourself in a certain way, but start, you know what I'm saying, getting back to progress, you know what I'm saying? And surviving ain't enough.
I hear that shit. You sound like a wellness guru. Sound like Jay Shetty. All present and setting your intentions. I like that. You talking that talk, man. You need to cut a reel. Yeah, that shit there. Get the people inspired. Nah, man. I feel you though. That's real talk.
It's real, man. It's real, man. You can get caught in the zone. Well, you ain't talking right to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Which means you ain't emitting the right energies to the world. You're looking at the world as a strange place when the world is here for you, you know what I mean? And that's all, that's just where I'm at with it right now.
I'm with that. I like that. Now I'm adopting that. I'm adopting that in real time. The world is here for you. Y'all hear that? Right. The world is here for you. It's not a strange place. Like, no, that shit is speaking to me for sure.
You said that back. It felt like I didn't even say that.
Nah, that's exactly what you said. That's the crazy part. You was in the moment. You weren't even thinking. You was just cooking. Right. Yeah, man. No, that's real. That's absolutely real. That feels, yeah, I'm with that shit for sure. Yeah. It's crazy because I went to the library today, and I took out, what is this? I forget. I can't find this somewhere. It's called the Self-Talk Workbook. Mm-hmm. I forget who the writer's name is. It's not close to me, so I don't want to get up from the studio setting. Mm-hmm. But it's just really to that same thing. It's just, you know, like, you create the narrative. You are the narrator of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So it's like, man, you know, like, try make sure that you chill and let negative Ned get mm-hmm. get the wheel,
it'd be nasty. He's gonna crash out.
Oh, he's gonna crash all the way out, have you feeling forlorn, you know, man. So, yeah, man.
I was talking to my pops the other day, and it was his birthday not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? And he was just, you know what I'm saying, no doubt. He was just, you know, talking about the political cycle, you know what I'm saying? And plus he lived in a place over where there's a lot of rednecks and Trumpers and shit. So he was just talking about, you know, how the political cycle is and the way of the world. And, you know what I'm saying, you just forced to look at this shit and da-da-da. And I was just like, man, shit, change the channel. Shit. Right. It's on you. And then, it's a part in the Iceberg Slim book where he in prison, and one of the other prison inmates was like, man, listen, he was like, you know, in the movie theater of my mind, I'm the director, and I'd be damned if I play a movie that I ain't the hero in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you around here playing a movie that you losing in, you a damn fool. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was way slicker the way they said it. I'm just trying to paraphrase that shit, but it's true.
You done died at the beginning of your own movie.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You be playing a movie in your mind, you be losing. Like, like them dreams where you can't fight real good, you move too slow, you can't run too fast. Like, nigga, you know, when you in control of the theater, nigga, you could have got to put your hero film on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rambo is back. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And that's I didn't even remember that conversation till just now, but I guess that's where you probably started getting them glimpse of, man, shit, change the narrative, man. Change it.
Man. That's like what the kids be saying, main character energy and not being an NPC, you know, the non-playable character. You don't want to be just a bystander.
Stuck in the corner. stuck in the corner over there.
Doing, walking and step.
walking into the goddamn edge of the screen.
Yeah, looking crazy. Hell no, you don't want to be a bystander in your own life. That's for real deal. Yeah. Now that's real talk. I like that. And it's, yeah. You know, I guess it becomes as kinetic until it's just what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those things where you kind of gotta sometimes maybe it's like tire pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, every so often, you got to make sure you good. Like, let me check my tire pressure. Make sure I'm riding nice. Because right now, I'm fucking flat on the front passenger side. Let me go ahead and get that right, because I got to be smooth with my move. All right, now, I'm just trying to pimp.
That's a thing. Nah, that's a thing. Yeah. That's a thing, because most niggas don't even check their tires until the motherfucking flat or the light come on in the car.
That's
true. What I'm saying? So, it's true. Like, when you talking about an old school nigga, you walking through the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you in that bitch listening like a motherfucker. Wait a minute, I ain't hear that yesterday. Now, what the fuck
right.
is that?
You know right, saying? Right, absolutely.
Opening shit up. You know what I'm saying? Listening close, and you know when you got something that you feel is reliable, you don't spend the time to check and make sure that shit right, or you go get your motherfucking when you got to go get your service.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They come with that long list of shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're like, well, can I get half of this list? You know what I'm saying? What's the $1,000 part? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas, why we need that? Why that's so expensive? Yeah, let me take it to my man in the Bronx.
Right.
Let me you know go what I'm from the dealership to my man on Jerome. Yeah.
Right. And then you skip out on some of that shit, and then you don't realize, you know what I'm saying, you ain't do your filters and shit, and this, that, and the third, and next thing you know, this fuck up, and you like, damn, why the fuck that happened? Because, nigga, you didn't do that other little shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to keep that shit right so that, you know what I'm saying, it's like any little thing can start the big thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we trip over paying for the little stuff, not knowing. 6 months down the line, then it's some big shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you stuck.
Got transmission cancer.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Stage 4. Yeah,
you keep riding that oil level as low light to, you know what I'm saying? The light come on, nigga. It could take about 3-4 more weeks to get to it.
Man. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? It's funny because there's a question I wanted to ask you that we just got to transition right into. This is and this is to all the drivers listening. Mm-hmm. How, at what point do you put gas in your car? Do you wait till it hit E? You wait till it hit a quarter tank? Because I heard you shouldn't let it go below a quarter tank. Now, I've driven around on E before. Or are you like I got a brother-in-law who is like, persnickety maybe is a better word for it. Like, he one of them cats, every time he go out, nine times out of ten when he goes out, I don't know if he still do it, but when he go out, right before he goes back to the crib, he hits the gas station to keep him at full. Just cause.
That make you
where
feel
are
good.
You?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just in case, I guess you got to flee the scene. You want to have a full tank of gas.
Right.
Where are you on your,
it depends. I'm a push it to the limit type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? Since fucking with Merlot, you know what I'm saying? I just got a rhythm with Merlot. The other one, you know what I'm saying? That shit don't, you know, after half a tank, go ahead, put it on, you know what I'm saying? Get it right. Cause, you know, other people involved, you know what I'm saying? And my own shit, that I'm just gonna be in, then I got a rhythm. All right, so if I drive it for a week, right, I know where it's going to end up. I mean, it's somewhere right before a quarter tank. I usually fill it up at that point, at the end of that, and then start over. Now, if I get into a situation where, you know, I miss that fill up and I get under the quarter, you know what I'm saying, I could feel the difference because gas is different at the bottom of the tank than at the top. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you only know that from fucking with old schools. You know what I'm saying? When you get to the bottom of the tank, that shit start riding a little rough because it be sediment and shit that done sat down at the bottom. So
okay.
So you go ahead. I try not to get all the way down now. You know what I'm saying? But there have been times. There are times that where you get there. You know what I'm saying? In the when I had the other Benz, the wagon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shit would run out of gas, nigga, if you get under a quarter tank. I'm like, God damn, nigga, this shit said I had a quarter. The light didn't even come on. You know what I'm saying? And so I would keep it all. I'd keep it up. And then one time, you know, the shit was just riding funny, like riding a little bit out the half a tank. And I took it in, and he was like, man, you need a whole new gas tank, man, because there's so much sediment in there. And that explains why I ran out of gas at a quarter tank. Because the rest of that shit at the bottom wasn't really probably no good. You know what I'm saying?
Sludge, yeah.
Yeah, if it was more sludge in that shit, this was like, man, listen, stop. So, so a lot of times you don't really know what's at the bottom of your tank. But you could, if you're paying attention, you could feel that shit change when it started getting to the bad part of the tank. So, you know, you try to keep it up top. But, you know, again, I be pushing it to the limit sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. I ain't above, nigga, riding on with the light on.
Right. You know, I've been with the light on quite a few times, and it's not good. I feel terrible in my spirit. I feel the spirit of irresponsibility in my soul. So I've been trying to do better. And it's funny because I was in Jersey a couple weeks ago doing shows, right? And on the travel back, one night I went past a Wawa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like getting gas at the Wawa. I think I told y'all this before because they got the free air. Mm-hmm. You know, in New York, they be taxing you for the air. It's Wawa, just like, enjoy, gratis.
Do it go fast, or is it just like a slow burn on the filling up the tire?
It's fast enough. It does its thing. It's digital. Like, it'll let you know where you stand. Put the shit on it, and it tells you, and it beeps when you're right where you need to be. Okay. It's very nice, very efficient.
That's dope. Cause QT out here, they got the free air.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but that shit is slow. But you know how it run through the time, then it go off.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you gotta do that shit about three fucking times, man, for one tire.
Oh yeah,
It'd be like, man, I just go pay for this shit.
Yeah, nah. This air's good. So check it. So I go out there, and anytime I'm in Jersey, I try to get gas. I don't even know if it's a myth anymore, but it feels like it still holds true. You know, that was the whole thing. Anytime, if you're gonna go to Jersey, you're gonna spend that money to go over the bridge, get yourself some gas because it's cheaper than in the city.
And they used to pump it for you. I don't know if they still do.
They still do. They still pump it for you. Yeah. So they'll still pump. I think it's all full service. Yeah.
Full service. So, you can't beat that, but go ahead.
Even though they don't hit the windshield no more, I guess because people don't really tip. I think it's an entitlement. They don't hit that windshield in that back window. That back window is super, like, neglected. But anyway, so they'll do that, but it was funny because this is just how wild the gas prices are. I came across some gas that was like $4, which is kind of, you know, like typically in city, you might be, if you getting good, like you catching it nice, like you catching nice, like it could be about $4.29 is nice. $4.20 is decent. That's a good little come up in the city. It can go over as high as $4.45. So I seen $4. I was like, oh shit. I was like, I was getting that shit. Because I had to go back and forth. Every time I came past it, I was making sure, let me go ahead and just top it off. Just go ahead now. You know, it felt like I was at a dive bar for gasoline. I was like, oh shit, wait a minute. So I was just curious about that. It's just one of those questions that I got for the listeners. Let us know in the comments. Are you somebody that's waiting for that light to come on to take shit serious? Or are you somebody that's like, I don't go below a quarter tank, I don't go below a half a tank, I don't let it get a quarter a quarter in. I always top. Yeah, let us know for sure.
Yeah, I'm a, like, you know, if I do get a light, you know what I'm saying, and it ain't a gas station by, I kind of know the rhythm of, you know what I'm saying, of what it is, because it right. give you two lights, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never ran out, but I know it. I know a light come on, and then it'll go off, and then it'll come on again. That's when you know, okay, let me go ahead and figure this shit out.
Serious.
Because, right. you know what I'm saying? So I only, like, the one time when I had the wagon, I ran out, and then I ran out of gas one time in L.A., nigga. In the best of worst ways, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm driving down the freeway, 105 or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and I'm hitting it. I'm doing about 90, you know what I'm saying? I'm riding. And then I'm on the phone, just talking, having a good time, woo, woo, woo. Mm-hmm. And then that shit just lost power. I'm like, hold up. And I'm coasting. But then I see an exit, like, right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I coasted on off the exit, and then right at the end of the exit was a fucking gas station.
Wow.
I rolled halfway into the station, and I pushed it the rest of the way to the goddamn pump. You know what I'm saying? Dang. But luckily, it wasn't an incline. It was, you know what I'm saying, it was like smooth, so I just pushed it on over there and got gas. I'm like, damn, how the fuck I ran out of gas? I just wasn't paying attention. I was just in a rental car.
Right, right. Said I was on the phone. I was enjoying life.
I was enjoying life, nigga. And that shit just said zoop. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't think I've ever run out. I've been on zero. I've been on E, where you see how many miles. You know what I mean? They say how many miles you got. New zero. Yeah, I was. Yeah, and I've gotten some miles off that zero. I had to Google how many miles can you get off of zero. Which is bad information to have. Cause then
damn,
now,
what did they say? I thought zero is zero.
No, zero ain't zero. You could get, I think you get 10 to maybe 30 miles, something crazy that you shouldn't know. That's that's like saying that, you know what I mean? Like, that's like saying, look, man, don't even worry about, what do you call that? What do you call it when, when you bounce a check? What's the joint called? Damn, what's the name that?
Insufficient funds?
Yeah, we catch that insufficient funds, but you know, you got that insufficient funds that charge.
Overdraft.
You know what I'm saying? That overdraft fee. But then finding out that you don't, you know what I mean? Like, they get them waived. It's like, oh, shit. Yeah, man, it wasn't a good look. I've definitely, like I said, I've done too much. I've done too much of this thing. You should be doing better. The spirit of irresponsibility.
Yeah, was plaguing you irresponsible my soul. Niggas know it's about 30 more miles after zero.
Yeah, responsibly irresponsible is the worst. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. But anyway, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. It was good seeing you this week, man. I was in New
York,
y'all.
Man.
You know,
man.
I seen D Lemon for the first time since the pandemic. You know, hate
ain't
to
that shit
spoil
crazy.
The theater of the mind, but.
Nah, man, that shit is bananas. I think they know that. I think, dog, we talk every week without fail. And nigga ain't seen, I ain't seen this. I didn't realize it was 2019. You said it was 2019?
No, it was 2020, right before the pandemic. Cause
okay, right.
I think the last one we did was at your crib.
Yeah,
after
we moved out
the studio.
Right, right.
And then
Crib Studios, some bitch.
Then we bought the Rodecasters and tested it, and then it was a shutdown. We was right on time.
Nigga. Right, that was kismet. That was the universe throwing an alley-oop.
Like, nigga, get y'all nigga shit together, okay?
Get settled. Yeah, guess you're going to need this. You're going to need this communication device.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. It was good to see you, man. It was crazy.
No doubt. Yeah. So I was in New York all last week, and then we connected, you know what I'm saying, with the young Will Perkins.
Young Dub P. Yeah. Former guest. Think
former
of it on
guest.
At least once. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Former guest. You know what I'm saying? Worked that vibe with us. He was my first assistant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely interned on the superstar intern desk. There was a lot of good ones on that desk. So
Yeah. A lot of stars. Yeah, it's a good look. I always joke and talk about, I might have even said it on the joint. First person I ever knew to have a hardcover resume. So they got a resume with a hardcover on it. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? That shit was kind of slick. But
this nigga came into the interview with a whole deck. That nigga was prepared.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Killing the game. So yeah, it was a good time to, you know, the reunion chop up.
No doubt.
Over some expensive Chinese. You know what I'm saying?
It's a New York thing.
New York know how to do expensive Chinese on your ass. But yeah, that shit was crazy, man. But it felt like it ain't been no time. I guess because we talk every week.
We talk all the time.
Yeah.
And niggas kind of skipped over that fact that they ain't seen each other. It just went straight to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that was cool.
But yeah, that was cool. How was New York for you?
Man, New York was good. You know what I'm saying? In a whole lot of ways, it was bad in some ways. But mostly, that shit was reinvigorating. You know what I'm saying? You know, you realize how rough that shit is as far as like, damn, it's harder to do everything. You know what I mean? But you get used to it when you're in it. You know what I mean? But you know, when you in the A, you just pull up to the spot, pull in the garage, and you know what I'm saying? You chilling.
Right.
Not New York, buddy. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different vibe. But it was good to have the bodega right there, good old, you know what I'm saying? Beef, bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what I'm saying? You don't get that nowhere. You know what I mean? Beef, bacon? Yeah. You don't even make that nowhere.
Right, yeah. You got to talk to Ock. Yeah.
Beef, bacon, egg, and cheese, nigga. I was craving that shit. Went and got one. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? Hit some old haunts. You know what I'm saying? I kicked it with my homeboy Steve, who he the one put me on the old school Benzes. He been collecting them and fixing, making them since they was new school, you know what I'm saying? The 90s. So when I bought the wagon, he was the one told me what to look for, you know what I'm saying? What to watch out for. And but he like, you know, he like a, now that the game is on it now, he a OG in it, you know what I'm saying? In New York, he helped a lot of niggas build their cars, you know what I'm saying? The BBS boys and all that shit. He like one of them
Sherpa
niggas. Yeah. And then the BMW he built, the E30 he built, shit, he built that shit a long time ago. I shot him in it. That shit was like 2014, and that he had been had it. So that shit still one of them showstoppers right now, you know what I mean? So if you go on BBS Boys, you see that white E30 with a nigga pull up, that's him. He just he had just finished doing a video for Lil Yachty. So the Beamer was in Lil Yachty video last week sometime. So
that's fire.
Yeah, so that should be coming out soon.
So he like sources the joints and helps people kind of
Put them together.
That's what's up. That's
so he'll buy one. He'll buy an old one. He know where to find all these joints at. He'll buy an old one, put the work in it, you know what I'm saying? Put the new parts on it, put the BBS on there, and then flip it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then he'll do it. Or, you know what I'm saying, you got some that's projects. He know how to make it the right height. You know what I'm saying? How much to take off your suspension to make it the right height, the right size rims, all that. You know what I mean? So that's his world. You know what I mean? But he one who introduced it to me. So shout out to Steve, Hot Boy Dirts on Instagram. BWOI Dirts.
Shout out to him. Yeah. I think, I got great respect for those type of people, you know, that, like, really get their hands dirty and not afraid to, you know, pop the hood on a car and, like, modify it, you know? Like, take, you know, like, really, you know, unscrew some bolts and things of that nature. Like, no, because that is intimidating to me. I see my man, shout out my man Jeremy. He used to do that back in the day. But then it's also as a comic that I know, my man Ralph Barbosa, funny comic. But he's also like a car enthusiast. And like, you know, a lot of his content, similar to like Carlos Miller too. Like there's certain people I know for sure, like, I know Carlos has sent it to people, but, like, Ralph would be, like, in there or, you know, like, you know, breaking shit down and all of that type of shit. And I, at some point, one day, I there's a desire to do it, but at this point, I'm not at that point to where I got just a, I don't want to say disposable car, but just a little experimental car, a car that I could just play with. My car is A to B. I got to get to where I need to get to. But there's been
I need my warranty.
I need to bring it to the dealership, but I need to see somebody with the logo on their chest that could say, hey, okay, look, I'm taking your word for it, and you stand behind all of this. I'm not trying, because I even looked on, it was a time I was thinking about, and I guess this is very, like, just beginner level, but just even replacing an air filter, you know? Like, right. I seen it on, somebody put it on YouTube, and it looked very, you know, quick to do. Go to AutoZone, go get the air filter. You could save, you could do it for a fraction of what they're going to hit you at the dealer, but there's still a little bit of hesitancy. You know, but hopefully at some point I will cross that threshold to somebody that is cracking them shits open. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took me a while, even as a kid, to be one of them cats that would take apart their bike. You know, I used to used to hang out with cats, and even what fell victim to, you know, cats that used to steal bikes. And, you know, when they steal bikes, they would flip all types of little pieces and turn the bike into a new bike to where you couldn't even properly identify what your bike used to be. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a bike autopsy. And it took me a long time to be like one of them people that was like, all right, let me go ahead and get this. You know, back in the day, the thing was, what was the name of the wrench? Not the ratchet. What's the name of the, it's like a ratchet wrench, but they called it, was it the ratchet wrench? It was like a certain ratchet, level of pliers.
Yeah, you got, you know what I'm saying? Pliers, you got.
Yeah, it was pliers.
We call them pliers that you screw it and stay put. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be having it on the lug of their bike.
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to think. Is it a ratchet or no?
It's not a ratchet. It's a certain name for that pliers, and I can't remember.
Man. Those, like, if you had one of those, you were like, you were one of them. You was one of them. I can't remember that, but that's how you could tell a motherfucker to steal your bike too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit, they ride with that shit on the back of their pegs. Yeah,
that shit on their pegs or on their seat.
Exactly. I forget the name of those, but yeah, salute to those people that, you know, that could take apart.
Vice grips.
Yes. Vice grips is what it is. Yes. If you was nice with vice grips, dog, that was a level. Oh, man. Yeah, you had
that
some strikes.
That was a key tool for a nigga with a bike, nigga.
Hell yeah. So I got his own vice grips. Because that was the thing, too. Be like a communal set of tools. You have to go see Robbie. Robbie got vice grips. You went to his house? Go see if he'll let you hold his vice grips. Everybody just had their own set of vice grips. That was in the community.
I don't even think I ever seen a new pair of fucking vice grips. Every vice grips I ever seen was well-worn. With a little rust, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A little worn.
Yeah, man.
Coming through in the clutch.
That was the thing, too. And the ultimate fails of the shit be like, oh, nigga, you done stripped it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we gonna figure this out. But this shit stripped. We're gonna have to get you a whole new, But salute to all the mechanics. You know what I'm saying? The mechanics of the freelance mechanics, cats that know their way around a vehicle, transportation, you know what I'm saying? Of any sort. Yeah, man. Oh shit. So that's what's up. So you was out there kicking it with your people.
Yeah, I was out in New York, man. You know what I'm saying? Hitting the road, seeing some people. Shout out to Terry Corbett. He was on the show too. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I hung out with him. Introduce some old fancy drinks that he was drinking on.
He's an atelier.
Atelier, goddamn, what they call them shits when you
sommelier?
Sommelier, a pizza A, nigga, a steak okay. A. The nigga just, he nigga get to studying, you know what I'm saying?
Connoisseur.
Yeah, you know the flavors, you know what I'm saying? This nigga like just bought a pizza oven and shit for the backyard.
Wow.
It's like, yo, this shit gets 800 degrees in 2 minutes, nigga.
Wee.
I'm trying to make the dough where, you know, the dough is kind of fluffy where it's like with air in it, but it doesn't have any holes.
Nice.
Trying to get my crust right. I got the best ingredients. I could buy the best meat and the best produce to put on it, motherfucker. Shit.
Nice.
So he be on shit like that, make you rethink your backyard life, you know?
Right. Where am I sourcing my produce and my
Publix?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, my shit worse than the motherfuckers who doing it. You're like, man, I could make the best pizza.
Right.
So, but he had a mezcal with some other shit in it. They say they put like pineapple puree that they did with, you know what I'm saying? They whatever they call that shit when you soak that shit for weeks and shit.
Oh, and infused.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? With some pineapple puree type shit.
Nice.
And then the nigga, you know, he complimented the bartender on, you know what I'm saying, a perfectly balanced drink. And he was like,
that's all that. Well, that was a mixologist, FYI. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. Like,
You know what I'm saying? But at the restaurant, he's just the bartender to a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So game recognized game.
Right. He's like, this was perfectly balanced. Then he was like, by the way, do you have any hot sauce? Tabasco sauce. I'm like, what the fuck you gonna do with that? And he sprinkled some Tabasco sauce on the drink. And then I'm like, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even drink mixed drinks like that. But I was like, let me try that. And
then
they made me one, and I put some Tabasco on. I'm like, this is crazy. Because
it set it off,
one, but then it makes it so that it's hearty. You know what I'm saying? You never had a drink that's actually refreshing and hearty. You know what I'm saying? And you take more care of the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You don't just drink that bitch. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like, this shit is like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to chew a little bit of, you know, of some steak or something. And this shit was, I was like, damn, that's dope. I wouldn't know how to order it, but I was like, that's dope.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that sounds good.
Shout out to Terry, you know what I'm saying? We plotted and planned on some new motherfucking additions to the suit game. You know what I'm saying? The next wave of getting right for grown folkness.
That sounds good, man. Cause I know for a minute I don't wanna say maybe this is the wrong term, but it sounded like you was a little misty for New York. You know, you was watching a lot of New York on the gram. You was like, damn. Pause if need be. You know what I mean? I'm trying not to pause moving forward, but I can dig it.
You say you was moist for New York, nigga.
I ain't say moist. Now, that's extra. But it was definitely a sense of nostalgia. A little bit of,
most definitely.
You missed it.
Yeah,
you was definitely. Yeah, so
see,
it must have been. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's good because the thing about New York, man, what you definitely miss, like, New York, you could fall into any place and end up in some wild-ass global national scenario, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like that many places, you know what I mean? So, you know, just moving around, having, you know, your conversations with, you know, people and strangers and shit like that, it's different, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not that you don't meet good people everywhere. You do. I met a guy at the thing yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But with him, he tuned Mercedes Benzes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like the newer ones. Like he know how to fuck with the computers and get the most out of them with better gas mileage. You know what I'm saying? And that's his whole business.
That's an
interesting meet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like you rarely meet people like that in New York. You know what I'm saying? In the places I be frequenting, I must be going around places. But you meet people that, you know, work for these multinational corporations and shit. You end up in a whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we doing this thing with the Olympics and Blase Skip. And ooh, next thing you know, you helping a nigga get that shit off. And, you know, it's a different vibe. You know what I mean? But knowing that, being there, and putting yourself back in that mindset is a way to push you along, you know what I'm saying? Even like I went to a spot, You know what I'm saying? Milos. I went to Milos, right? Mm-hmm. And
that's in Atlanta?
That's in New York. On 55th or 56th or some shit like that.
Okay.
It's, you know, like a little Greek spot.
Okay.
And you know, I just wanted to go somewhere I felt like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in elevating myself, you know what I'm saying? Let me go up in here and elevate myself. And so you go in there, it's a whole different kind of vibe. It's all these, you know, 50-something street white folks, you know what I'm saying? Tasting wine and shit. You want, here's the Cabernet. You know, I don't think I like that. You know what I'm saying? That type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where I be going, they don't even give you a taste test, nigga. Pour that shit, and that's it.
Right, make your decision.
Yeah, nigga. You ask for the cab, man. That's the cab, man. Mm-hmm. So you in there, and you know, once they recognize you, they trying to figure out why the fuck is you there, who, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. And then you end up in some interesting environments, talking about some interesting shit. And that's New York. Then you leave out of that bitch and head on back to Brooklyn. And the next thing you know, you in a Brooklyn vibe, doing Brooklyn things. You know what I'm saying? Then the next spot got the DJ. And it's just a whole different kind of space. And I soaked it up, you know what I'm saying? I didn't do a whole lot because them streets is rough out there, which made me appreciate the streets of Atlanta with their potholes, what they complain about. But, mm-hmm. you know, in my situation, that shit could shake you, you know what I'm saying?
It's impactful, yeah.
Yeah, it's impactful. And so I took for granted that my commute in the A is only like 20-something minutes, you know what I'm saying? 30 minutes, you know? And most relatively smooth. Man, New York, boy. You got them potholes. Niggas is slamming on brakes. Niggas is cutting left and right, zigzagging, and don't give a fuck. Nigga, I was woe out by the time I get out the car. So that was the only bad part, but shit. As long as I was still, I was inspired.
That's what's up. That's good. That's good. That's good. I'm glad. Glad you got you some inspiration.
Word.
Yeah. Word. What else is going on with you?
Ah, man, you know, taking it easy, doing this work, watching Snoop make all this Olympic money. You know what I'm saying? Just by doing him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Snoop is the real American dream for a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Word. But Negro diversification.
But everybody can't be Snoop, and that's how he been since he came out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit was like everybody from your partners to your grandmama like Snoop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got the right nickname. Oh, that's just Snoopy. Hey, Snoopy. You know, it's like that goddamn Snoopy, one of the first niggas out here. Oh, he's a good kid. You're like, okay. But Snoop is the one, the hype man, the Olympic hype man, right? And they saying reportedly they paying him $500,000 a day plus expenses. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
You know, which you already know is a private jet, staying real good. But the one thing that's most impressive about this whole shit, Snoop got the best fits of everybody. That nigga Olympic swag is hard. I'm like, damn, I want that. I want that too. That shit look all right, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I see what's going on with him. And you know the Olympics is in LA the next time. So you know that's just a setup. He went from on the side, he went from GGN TV, where they was just talking about that shit. Then the next one, he was doing the shit on NBC with Kevin Hart in a studio, probably in America. Mm-hmm. This year he in Paris, you know what I'm saying? The whole fucking shit. And the next one is in LA.
Look at that.
Man, shit.
That home game. Yeah.
Home game. You know what I'm saying? That nigga went from the Super Bowl to the goddamn Olympics. You know what I'm saying? And it's like unexplainable. You know what I'm saying? Like nigga on the Super Bowl yelling Crip.
Yeah.
She walking.
Yeah.
with a bandana suit on.
Yeah. It gets to be him the whole way through. It's crazy.
And nobody will let you say nothing about it either.
Nah, because that just adds to it, though. That's what makes it so dope. You know, and the word authentic and all of that shit gets thrown around willy-nilly or whatever, but he gets to be him. And mm-hmm. to your point about beloved all over the place, like 850 credit score in the world, like, you know, to that point, I was watching the internet, honestly. You know, it was it came across Instagram. But, you know, Snoop has this story he's told quite a few times about, you know, when he shot the movie Bones, he met Pam Grier. Like, mm-hmm. they wound up on a flight together. And she just rolled up on him like, "Hey, Snoop, what's going on? Good to meet you." Da, 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 da.
Such a comfortable name. Hey, Snoopy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's just, you know, familiarity, instant familiarity. So she was real comfortable with, "Hey, Snoop, da 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 da." He was like, "Hey, Pam, whoa, hey, hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. I just got to use the bath." He went to the bathroom, passed out, fainted. Because he was enamored with Pam Grier. You know, Pam Grier is Pam right. Grier, right? So he's like, "Oh, shit." And they, you know, they're going to have a little, you know, a scene together. You know what I mean? Like, things going to get nice. Mm-hmm. Touch barrier is going to get broken. So, you know, he had to get his world together. His security had to get him up off the floor, dust him off. He had to go back and regain his cool. But anyway, he had told the story quite a few times or whatever. And it was, you know, it was cool because it's vulnerable and humble because Snoop, a cool motherfucker. But that what he knows how to do is he knows how to balance the cool and the humanity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he knows how to evolve into actual, you know, I'm a person, you know? Mm-hmm. I know I'm cool and a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a person just like you, and this is how I live. So, boom. So, he said this a few places, 85 South. He said it on the Jennifer Hudson show. So, Jennifer Hudson had Pam Grier on the show. Mm. So, she throws to the clip about Snoop telling the story. And, you know, it's a great look for Pam. You know, and this is the icing on the Snoop cake. This is what makes Snoop again, keep it at 850. Pam was like, "Oh wow, that's so crazy to hear. You know, he's so cool. He's such a good kisser. He's such a good and he could dance." Like, what? Wait a minute, man. This, yo. Come on, man. That is the ultimate. You know how they do the with the little LinkedIn testimonial or whatever mm-hmm. they got, man. Pam Grier out here in the world saying, "Yo, he's a good kisser and he know how to dance." Like that, come on, especially if the Pam Grier era, that shit right there is a hell of a cosign. That'll get you.
Nigga has won the Black Genetics Olympics, nigga.
Come on. Absolutely. Yeah, man. So, yeah. And what's cool is you can tell, back to being present, you know, like, he is in the moment and he's having fun. And even as cool as he is, he ain't too cool. So when you see him living life and winning at life, there's some joy you may feel. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You rooting for the cat, like, "Go ahead now. All right, then. Damn, yeah. Snoop." You right. know, like, it's like
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this last point, what was so funny, just to show from where he came, somebody tweeted, you know, they was like, "Damn, you know, I'm sitting on the couch with my mom's, and we watching Snoop do his commentary for the Olympics, and my mom's is loving it, and she's so excited to see Snoop or whatever." And I had to remind her that Snoop is the same person that you grounded me for having this album. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, ain't this a motherfucking departure? Ain't this right. some shit? Ain't this, you know? So, yeah, salute.
Now, I was speaking of when you were saying he was dancing and bringing joy. Yeah. The last thing I saw was him dancing with one of the equestrian horses, right? So he was dancing, and then the horse was like bobbing his head. He was like the horse on the on the UK shit. The horse was like, when my man had the voiceover, he was like, "You over here smelling like shea butter? It's good to see some brown in this town." You ever seen that shit with the London UK horse that be biting people and shit? It's a King's Guard, like a castle guard horse, right? And it's a sign by the horse because there's a guardman on it, and it say, beware horse bites, and you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And so you always see these pictures of the or videos of the horse biting people with nudging people out the way.
Right.
And then there's one with this black lady. And he just leaned his head on her shoulder and she hugged him. You know what I'm saying? And then somebody did a voiceover. And then it was like the horse was saying, oh, baby, it's so good to see some brown in this town. You smell good like shea butter. I appreciate
it. I think I did see this. Okay, go ahead.
He was like, yeah, I got a couple more hours before I get this old motherfucker off my back. But it was good seeing you. Then they flipped to the next one. And then he back to biting motherfuckers.
I like that. He got to pick the side. He got a preference. Yeah.
So that's how horse was with Snoop. I'm like, even the horses know he's Snoopy.
Look at that shit. Interspecies cool. That's a bench.
They on there with motherfucking Martha Stewart sharing food. These niggas, this nigga done made it.
Yeah, man. Nah, he's winning. He's winning. You haven't really been watching the Olympics. I just been watching it, you know, via the little coverage or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't really
had. I caught some of the races.
I need to watch them. First of all, I didn't realize you can't really. They can't post Olympic shit on the internet at this moment. I guess. Oh, they do. I see like photos.
NBC been posting it.
Oh, they got the exclusive
official
access.
Okay.
I do want to see that. I know the woman from St. Lucia won the 100 meters.
Yeah, which is mired in controversy at this point.
Really? What happened? What they saying?
So there's a video. We posted it yesterday. There's a video where Sha'Carri and old girl from Jamaica, Price.
Shelly?
Yeah, Shelly. So they aren't staying in the village for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Shelly with her family or, you know, I don't know why they not staying in the village, but they
got them cardboard beds in the village.
They bust in, right? So they get to the gate and it was a denied. Like, nah, you can't come in this gate. It was like, then Shelly is actually narrating the shit because somebody's shooting her. And she like, we came through this gate yesterday. And they telling us they changed the rules last night. And then, you know what I'm saying? We hear for the, you know what I'm saying? It's like a warm up before the race. And so they didn't let them in the gate. They denied them. Mm. So they had to walk all the way around to the front, which they said it took almost an hour to get to where they were supposed to be. And Shelly backed out of the race. She denied to run the race. And
I saw that. Okay. Sha'Carri, I know that was the reason.
Ran the race, but she looked flat. You know what I'm saying? Came in second. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. Yeah, and then old girl, you know, saying from what's the name of that town?
St. Lucia
won it. You know what I'm saying? So there's, you know, a little slight controversy there, you know what I mean? Mm. And you know, but it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to do a show at the club and they tell you you can't come in.
Ain't that a bitch?
You got to walk around to the way to the other side. You're driving on left already.
Mm-hmm. You know what I didn't know about all that. That's kind of whack. Yeah, because people love Sha'Carri, too.
Yeah,
you know, I wanted to see her take the win. Yeah,
man, it's a lot of people love Shelly too. You know what I'm saying? The Jamaican team who been winning.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying. So it's a thing with that. You know what I mean? Then I watched Noah Lyles take his race in a very tight photo finish. You know where people got controversy over that too? Because they saying the Jamaican dude foot was on the line first, and the other dude foot was too, but it ain't about the feet. You know what I'm saying?
About the head,
it's about the torso. It's about your torso, so it's the first torso. So that's when you lean your head, you lean your torso with it. So the first torso, but
interesting.
And then a lot of the pictures, they're a little deceiving because a lot of the pictures that I see are a little bit before they got to the line. So even when you look and his foot is on the line, it's not. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the one that the photo finish part where you win. So there's one picture that's from the side where it's a red line that shows you who's over it. And you could clearly see Noah was over it, you know what I'm saying, before everybody else as far as his head and his torso. But the pictures that are circulating creates more of the controversy because it's not the actual finish. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little bit before he kind of reached out before, reached his torso out in front of everybody. So it's a weird thing, but everybody's debating about it online. It's like, you know, controversy. The fundamental black Americans is getting heat from the Jamaicans, and you know what I'm saying? It's so politics season and Olympic season is wild. Cause that's where everybody started picking out their sides,
tribes.
The next 4 years, it, everybody will be together. But then right now, we got to fight.
Everybody gotta bang their set. I saw the other thing I know about Noah Lyles.
Is it? Yeah, Noah Lyles.
Yeah, I know his name came up a while ago, and it's good that he won the gold because it gives him a leg to stand on. But I know he was kind of, he had made a comment that kind of spun around the internet where he was just like, it's interesting that, and it might not have been just limited to the NBA, but it feels like it, the NBA seemed like they were the ones that reacted the most. But it was like, I'm not sure if it was an American thing or NBA thing, but he was like, it's interesting how these teams could say they world champions, but they play in the United States.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, niggas was dragging him about that, boy. Yeah, he had to win.
Yeah, nigga couldn't have come in fourth. He couldn't have come in second, nigga.
He couldn't be the world champion.
Absolutely. He talked his shit, nigga.
Mm-hmm. And told his teams, I need my own shoe now.
Right.
That nigga was trying to get that check, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm mad at that.
You know, in our last show, we worked with Sonya Richards Ross, right? Which is, she's like a world record holder in the 400, you know what I'm saying? She's an Olympian. And talking to her, it's basically like, listen, you only really got these times, these Olympic times, to really show your value to the world and make your money. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to be one that's going to get it, you know what I'm saying? So that makes the competition so tight and fierce, not only with the other countries, with your own team. It's like, who get the gold, that's who going to get the endorsements and the, you know what I'm saying? And you say, especially like you run the 100, nigga, that shit over in 10 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And your financial future is banking on these 10 seconds. You know what I mean? So I never thought about it like that. You know what I'm saying? I never thought that, you know, it was such competition just to get your endorsements, because the winner is the one that get it.
Right.
Everything else is, you know what I'm saying, nigga? Okay.
Obscurity.
Yeah, it's obscurity. Track, you know what I'm saying? That shit, when you really paying attention to track, the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? If you're a true blue fan, you might watch the World Championships and shit like that. But shit, on the everyday, man, you ain't really looking at it like that. Ain't like basketball where that shit on every season, 82 games plus the playoffs, you know what I mean? He's, you know, he's saying that, you know, they ain't world champions because they not playing the world for the championship. They just playing America. But, shit, America is pulling niggas from all over the world to do this shit now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I bet niggas took offense to that, Mr. Lower.
Yeah. They both got an interesting argument to make. Nah, it wasn't no lie. It was an interesting argument to it. Yeah.
It's wild to say that shit at the Olympics, though. In your USA gear.
Right. But you know, start your shit, and it's you gotta start your shit. And it seemed like he liked that too. He liked to poke a little bit because I guess he had a score to settle. I think it was one of the guys from Jamaica that beat him in the preliminaries or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get my revenge on it. And I think when he beat this cat, he's like looking at him as he's crossing the finish line. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was a few, that was earlier in the season.
Oh, okay. See, look at that, man.
In the little trial run or whatever, or the qualifiers or whatever, then the dude beat him, and then he came back and he beat him in the actual medal race.
I got an interesting, speaking of good argument. Right. I don't know if you've seen this shit. This is funny. I want to know what y'all think. There was a video that came out. Dude's at the house with his lady. Right. And one of his homies about to come over. And it's him and his lady. They chilling at the house. They live at the house. Stay at home. Now, she don't have her teeth in her mouth.
Damn. You know? How old and is this
yeah,
person?
Yeah, she's like, you know, she's early no teeth in the mouth. You know what I mean? She's not of the no teeth in the mouth demo. You know what I'm saying? Probably about
40s, you know,
30s, 30s, 40s, something like
okay,
that.
Okay.
So she got her teeth like sitting on the on the arm of the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, hey babe, look, my homie about to come over, put your teeth in your mouth. She like, bro, I'm at the house. I'm home. I'm relaxing. I'm kicking it. I don't want to put my teeth in. He like, babe, my homie on his way. Please, just put your teeth in. She's like, but I'm kicking it. I'm enjoying myself. I'm comfortable. Why I got to put my teeth in? You know what I mean? He like, babe, come on. Now my homie on the way. We gonna have company. Please, just put your teeth in your mouth. She like, but I'm, you know, I'm home. Ultimately, she put her teeth in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I guess home the company came. And, you know, the people, the comment section was very interesting. I don't want to say it was divided. It seemed like most people was kind of going with homie, like, yo, come on, man, put your teeth in your mouth. Me, I was kind of like, look, she home, she kicking it. You know she ain't got no teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, and probably your homie knows she ain't got no teeth. Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, if you can't be comfortable at the house, you know what I mean, with your teeth on the sofa arm, where can you be comfortable? You know what I'm saying? And obviously, you know, he must feel a way, maybe low-key embarrassed, or maybe high-key embarrassed. Like, damn, my lady, come on now, my lady out here with the gums out. You know, what's going on now? You know, obviously, there's also some benefit to that in another round. But, what do you think about that bit of a standoff? Where do you stand? How do you feel?
Nigga, it might have had to be a reroute. If you ain't going to put in your teeth, man, I might have to reroute this thing to the corner bar or something. Because
right.
We ain't finna do this. I don't want the ridicule in a nigga eyes. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want the judgment, nigga. Oh, fuck all man. That. Fuck what a nigga say. I love you, baby, but goddamn, I don't need this in my life this week.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Ammo. Ammo for sure. Yeah, let's have an off-site.
You know, I understand you home. It's your house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't got to do shit, nigga. This my house.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have to bring in outsiders to this equation. So
right.
We might have to, you know what I'm saying, bypass and go straight to the grill in the back and put some beers on the back porch. You know what I'm saying?
She sleep. Hey, yeah, shorty sleep.
Hey,
yeah.
Come through the side gate, man. Come on over this way. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Nah, she been sleeping. She ain't feeling good.
Yeah.
I tell her you said hello.
Oh, you embarrassed of my teeth, nigga? You
come on now. You know I like that. You know I like
that. I love it, but you know what I'm saying?
Everybody won't understand.
Yeah. Oh, really? You don't understand? You don't understand?
I understand. I know.
You won't back me up, nigga. It's fucked up. That's a bad place to be in for everybody. Shit.
It changes everything, too, because when she put them shits in, it was a transformational. You know what I'm saying? Though she was pretty, too, but it was just like, oh, shit. Like,
who is it?
I don't know. It wasn't nobody I knew. It wasn't nobody of note. Anybody, just a person on the internet.
It was a girl that went viral that didn't have no teeth. She was kind of young, probably about 32, 34, somewhere in there.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And had no teeth, and everybody was like, "Why you don't get no teeth?" And she just, you think she got in a bad accident, and then was kind of broke at the time, so she just accepted it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when she came up, she just didn't do shit. So. I didn't know if it was the same person.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'm not sure. I have to look into it. I'll put it on the stories. Y'all check it out.
I would get my teeth together, man.
Of course. Well, she got them together. She just was right then that moment. She wasn't ready to, you know, she was off. You know what I'm saying? She was chill. She clocked out.
She ain't want a code switch.
Yeah, she ain't want a code switch. She was like, look, this is who I am. You know what I mean? This your peoples. Let your peoples know. This is what it is. You know what I mean? Fear. I'm standing on business. But yeah, let us know in the comments what you'd have done, who you stand with, you know? I guess it's time to talk about the House of the Dragons.
The House of the Dragon.
The House of the Dragon, pardon. Mm-hmm. There's a few dragons.
I saw somebody get chewed out for calling it the House of Dragons. Like,
oh, because it is no, House of the Dragon?
There's no real reason to even entertain this because they don't even know the name.
Wow. Because I've definitely called a House of Dragons. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's a colloquial statement. You know what I'm saying? That's how niggas reference this shit.
For sure. Some niggas still call it Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? It's Game of Thrones.
We know the difference.
Sequel. we definitely do. Difference. Yeah, it's apparent. Well, okay, so House of the Dragon had their season finale, which I did not realize. You know, we've been watching all season and recapping. Did you know that this was the finale coming up?
Yeah. 2 episodes ago, they promoted that. We got 2 episodes to go. I'm like, God damn, that's it? Okay.
They don't promote like Power.
We ain't got there fast enough. No, Power are going to put a whole fucking summer in between the show and the finale.
We taking a break. We'll giving you a heads up.
Yeah. It gets you with the BRB, nigga. With this,
right.
The Delta Comfort Plus and shit.
But Power will take a fucking bye week on your ass unexpectedly.
Yeah, they'll do that too.
They'll do that too, so. So House of the Dragon season finale, season 2, take it away.
Well, I'm going to start by saying that, you know, even though we looked at this show as the, you know, saying baby kid brother of the Game of Thrones, wasn't, you know what I'm saying, a lot of depth in different families and shit like that. We all talking about one family, you know what I'm saying, beefing over who gonna rule. There is a, you know, a little diversity in this particular show that brings us black people. It brings us women in charge. And for that, we are thankful to the HBOs. but... You know, in a quick, you know, an assessment of season 2, House of the Dragon, you know, it's a little slow. It's a lot of talking, not a whole lot of action. We might have one good action scene, a lot of Daemon sulking and fucking having bad dreams and shit. Mm-hmm. A lot of the black girl, Rhea, just wandering around the fucking Vale. You know what I'm saying? So it was slow, and then we get to the season finale and it's more of the same. You thinking they're getting ready for this war and then it just ends. You know what I'm saying? So I will start by saying, you know, it's quite somewhat disappointing to get not a lot of action and a whole lot of break before we get to the next season. So, you know, we'll start by saying that. But I do have things that I did appreciate, you know what I'm saying? So, so you know, it did, you know, there is some intriguing plot points starting to happen, you know what I'm saying? Aegon is really on the run now, you know what I'm saying?
as much as he can be.
Right, yeah. Old Littlefoot came in like, hey, bruh, it's time to go. You're like, man, what is he talking about? I don't want to go. Yeah, nigga, your brother gonna kill you, man. You better get the fuck up out of here. So, you know, that was a thing. But back to the show. You know, we in there, and Rhaenyra is, you know, plotting her thing after she scared off Aemon with the dragons, thinking that may end the war. But obviously, that wasn't as successful as she wanted to. It was successful in stopping him at the moment, but he didn't quit. You know what I'm saying? He just had to retreat. Oh, Alicent, you know, this free-flowing trip between King's Landing and this place is interesting for niggas to be at war. She just comes on over and she lays out her plan of saving herself and possibly, I mean, and even her kids. You know what I'm saying? The bad motherfuckers that's running shit that caused this war. Rhaenyra's like, fuck all that. They got to go. You know what I'm saying? A son for a motherfucking son. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's a terror. And we gonna kill that motherfucker too.
Mm-hmm. Need to let you know up front.
Right, cause you know what I'm saying? Ain't no bartering on this one. Nigga, we at war. You do know that, right? You do realize that, right?
Cause so, I came to you mm-hmm. as a woman
mm-hmm.
3-4 weeks ago. You know, and you ain't had too much give then. Now you mm-hmm. wanna negotiate. Yeah.
Now you wanna negotiate.
Little man gotta go in public. I gotta let the people see.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there's that going on. You know what I'm saying? Damon over there, he done raised his army. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know, he's feeling good about his aspects of taking over from his wife, cousins, auntie, or nephew, niece, or whatever she is to him.
Mm-hmm. Niece, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, she could take her place at the throne next to me. I got me an army. You know what I'm saying? I got me a dragon. Shit. I'm about to go take King's Landing myself right now. Mm-hmm. Which would have been a bad move with that little wop-sided dragon he got. Caraxes. And I'm looking at a picture of the size of all the dragons and shit. And Caraxes is the third smallest dragon.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Got heart, but, though.
Yeah. Dreamfire, big as fuck. That last one that my man got, Balerion, that nigga, bigger than a motherfucker.
Uh-huh. Where's Vhagar live?
Okay. Vhagar is the second, and then Vermithor is the third. They some big boys. Then Dreamfire. And then, you know, then they got Drogon from the old one. Mm-hmm. And he ain't even big as he not big. He like the fifth, sixth one down. So anyway. Mm. So, you know, so Damon got his little stuff together. He war ready. He done, you know what I'm saying, got called out in front of his team, but he good. But then he ran into the witch. I think he's sleeping with the witch. They woke up in the same bed, didn't they?
I don't know if they were sleeping again. They might as well, because they
look like they woke up and they was in the same bed when the nigga was waking up.
She might. I mean, they doing drugs together. You know what I'm saying? Kind of drugs? Like, then she hit up with some type of psychedelic, let them see what was really going on?
Nah, she took him to the weirwood tree.
Oh, she just took him to the tree. Okay. I thought she hit him with a little bit of mushroom or something.
Ah, I ain't
seen that. DMT.
Okay, you know, the weirwood tree, that's where Bran and all them motherfuckers be. You know what I'm saying? That's where the old gods, you know what I'm saying?
Got you. Okay.
So then she took his monkey ass to the weirwood tree because she ain't want to tell him what to do. But she was like, you know what I'm saying? You need to, whatever you going to do, you need to do it. You know what to do. And she led him to the tree and put his hand in the tree. Tree star bleed, and showing them the future.
Skip ahead a little bit. Yeah,
he had some accurate visions. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he knew what all of them meant, but he had accurate visions. He saw an old girl with the three dragons in the future. He saw the Night King. He saw all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And he realized that he wasn't the king that was promised. You know what I'm saying? And that it should be his sister. Well, his niece, wife.
Right.
So, and she come in here and that, you know what I'm saying? This nigga ain't with it. So she flew on over with her dragon.
Yeah, smooth. You know, pulled up on him.
You know what I'm saying? Dropped down. Dolo. Yeah. Well, she had old boy. She had the
people
black,
outside.
Yeah, she had the black one circling around, making sure it wasn't no, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They had to whoop some ass with old Caraxes. You know, looked like he wanted some action, too. He was like, what?
Yeah, a little disappointed. What? A little disappointed. I'll burn this whole shit down quick.
So she landed on him. You know what I'm saying? She walked in, you know, thinking she about to straighten some shit. Mm-hmm. But old Damon had done came to his senses. You know what I'm saying?
Bent the knee.
You my queen. And this is your army.
For a hot second, I didn't know whether to trust him or not.
Yeah, like, me
is
neither.
Is he just trying to rock her to sleep?
I mean, you know, we'll see. You
know we'll see. See.
You'll see. But
uh-huh.
So So, you know, she got her army now. That was a little sad, you know, not a happy, sad moment of her realizing that, okay, he might be into his senses or something. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know where that's going to lead. You know what I'm saying? Then Rhea, the black girl, she out in the field starving to death. You know what I'm saying? sleeping in the wilderness, no shade, no motherfucking covering. Right. Just out that dirty face. Like, come on, man.
I told you she didn't go with them people. She went off on her own.
She went off on her own. She went to find the dragon.
Yeah.
One that's been burning up, like what they call him, sheep stealer.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, so he's stealing them sheep out there.
Yeah, okay. he's out there killing. He a wild dragon, and she knew he was out there. And she did. They gave her, I think it was 4 eggs, and then that's the one, that little hatchling. And then they say the other 3 is the one that Daenerys got in the future Game of Thrones. Those are where Drogon and them came from.
Gotcha.
So
got it.
So, you know, the dragon blew down on her. She was like, oh, shit, there you go. And then ran out there, and then he bent the neck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he was like a little scraggly-ass dragon. I don't know what the fuck he going to do.
Little rescue.
Yeah, I don't know if he going to grow up or he just malnourished. I don't know. Is she going to take him to the castle and get him some food?
Exactly. Get him right.
Man, they be doing us bad, man.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to tell. I wanted you to talk about. I'm sure one of your favorite scenes is when, you know, old Sea Snake got
the baby daddy scene.
Deadbeat dad ass. I see you out there parenting your white children, eating sweetbreads. Yeah. Oh, willy nilly. I'm out here starving.
Sweetbread, nigga. I had to get it from the mud. You just walk past, nigga.
That'll save your life.
I don't want to be a father from you.
Yeah.
It was sad because the nigga was trying to extend his fatherhood at this point. But
it's late now. Late in the fourth quarter.
Late ass.
Buzzer beater dad.
Like, out of all the bastards and fucking foreign children out at this motherfucker, nobody was called a deadbeat but the black man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody called Ned Stark a deadbeat. Or at least he had his little bastard with him. But all them Lannister children just hang around in the goddamn pub. Nobody ain't call them out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ain't call Robert Baratheon out for being a deadbeat. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the black man got to be the deadbeat, man, on this House of the Dragon. So, so Corlys got called out as the deadbeat. You know what I'm saying? His son keeps shaving his blonde hair because he don't want no parts. The other son got him a dragon. Yeah, that's why he got the bald head. Yeah, because he got blonde hair. He don't want nobody, you know what I'm saying? He don't want that to be a thing, you know?
That's slick.
But the brother didn't get the blonde hair. He got the brown hair. So
Adam, he got brown hair? I thought he got blonde hair.
No, the one with the dragon got brown hair. He got black hair. He got regular hair.
Oh, I didn't peep that.
Yeah, he don't have the blonde.
So they can't be like, oh, okay, that's your father.
Now, back to Rhea with this little scraggly dragon.
Yeah, go ahead now.
Where the fuck them kids at?
She let them kids go. She's like, I'm not.
Where they going though? What the fuck going on?
She remember when she went on her way and they went where they went.
Yeah.
She said, yo, your kids go with that woman over there. I am not going to be bogged down with these children that are not mine. If anything, all I want is a fucking dragon. That's all I need. You know what I mean? Get back in the game. Y'all not going to fucking saddle me with all of this fucking errant-ass responsibility. I'm cool with that. Y'all little ones, keep it moving. Y'all will be fine. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got some type of blood in you. I'm about to figure this out. Dolo.
Yeah, but I'm like, the kid, see, they say the kids are headed to Pentos. So,
I don't know
who she with. I don't know who they with. Who's supposed to be in charge? They just on the road.
Yeah, they be all right.
Yeah, they going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
if not, it is what it is.
They'll
I didn't get attached
with a motherfucking deadbeat story as well.
Right. They're going to dress her down. You know what I'm saying? You and your bum ass dragon had the nerve. Yeah, man. Yeah, it sad. Is what it is. You see old Otto in jail somewhere in the, you know.
Oh, yeah, Otto. But then she come to rescue him. They ain't show it, but she showed up at the spot.
Was that what she was doing?
And I guess. I hope she was going to, you know, reconnect with her pops. They're just not show up and just leave them in jail.
I don't even. I guess maybe that was to be assumed. I thought that was just a montage. I don't know if she was on her way.
Oh, I thought she was showed up in the same place. Maybe it was a montage.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Put a little emerald hoodie on and stepped off.
Yeah, but that little talk with her, Rhaenyra, and Allison had, that shit was so dry. Like, come on, man. I was like, come on, man. We in the second half of the show, nigga. We got to get to the action.
Yeah,
motherfuckers drug that long-ass, quiet stare for about 2 minutes. I'm like, this is some bullshit.
I like their scenes together. I don't know. I like when they get together. I don't know. I guess I feel you.
I'm just watching
the
clock. I was just watching the clock, man.
Like, yo, what's going on?
I'm like, there ain't shit gonna happen in this amount of time now.
Yeah. So
it was more.
Dave Portnoy face. Who? The guy that wound up mud wrestling. The tall woman.
Oh, right. The Lannister nigga.
Yeah, he out there in them streets. Now, where's he exactly?
I don't remember where he was at. That Lannister story didn't come into play none in the season, man. They started new shit in the end, man.
Mm-hmm. Adding a new character. She seems like she's going to be in the next season.
Right, but, she's like a Brianna Tarth ass.
Yeah. Then
she whoop the nigga ass, then say, I want to have your baby. Give me babies, nigga. I'm like, God damn.
Me and my squad.
No, she's not done. She's like, don't fuck me, but
My ladies.
My wives. Yeah. He was like, how many do you got?
Got quite a few. Quite a few, Pop. Go ahead now. Yeah, shit. So there's that. Then you got old homie. Then you got like these. Adam is good, but you got that old.
Off.
You know. Yeah, off, can't take his ass nowhere.
He's showing out. He like, I got to be a dragon. I thought he was going to end up with his head busted before the end of the episode.
For sure. He told too much. Yo, let me get some birds. Bring some more birds
to
the table.
Bring more of them birds out here.
Yeah.
Like, nigga.
You doing too much. Can't take him nowhere. Yeah, man. But I guess that's the reality of the situation where you've been broke your whole life. And now you get a little taste of royalty. He one of them cats. He's gonna max his card all the way out. They're gonna be like, "Fuck that." He ain't gonna have no regrets when he go back to the hood. And they be like, "Yo, so did you order more, nigga? All I was doing was, man,
nigga.
Let me tell you, man. I had my old foot up on the table out there, dog. You know what I'm saying? Niggas about to make me a knight." You know, but then they got on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Then niggas sent me back, but it is what it is. I had a good time. They know my name in that bitch. I tagged my name in the bathroom on the third floor. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, he wanted them. He just real uncouth.
That nigga gonna get a motherfucker sword to the neck.
Yeah. Rhaenyra, she's trying to be patient. She gonna bust him down.
Only way. But yeah, I mean, again, I would say nigga was quite disappointed with the ever slowness of the season and finale.
Yeah.
It probably is a good setup. You know, like I say, you know what I'm saying? It was a setup episode. This was a setup season.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a transitional season. Like, what were y'all doing?
Right.
Why y'all? Yeah. And I was watching, I don't know if you watched the little recaps at the end, but I watched it. It made me kind of temper my, like, I didn't think it was terrible. I think it was a setup season. But when I watched the little recaps, I was conflicted because they was patting themselves on the back like they killed it. You know what I mean? Like, they scored 40.
What the fuck they supposed to do?
Yeah, but I guess, and that's the thing. And it made me realize that's how I be. You know, like, you know, you've been in a brainstorm when the ideas are mid, but the enthusiasm is so overwhelming that you're like, oh shit, I'm about to be consumed into this bullshit.
A whole lot of crisscross applesauce and patting on the back.
This is it.
Damien, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Write this up. We're done here. You're like, what?
Niggas sit around with the crisscross applesauce on.
Man, yeah, it felt like that when I watched the little recap. They were like, yeah, they were using all of it. So Sharon wrote it, and Jerry, she directed it, and Brenda, she, you know, I was like, man, this shit was all right. It was regular as fuck. I'd be the nigga that would be a team player. They'd have to get rid of me early. They'd be going to HR about my attitude. Yeah, Damien doesn't really, he's not really he doesn't seem invested. It just doesn't work with the culture.
Yeah, he doesn't clap when we're in crisscross applesauce.
No, he doesn't. I don't know. It seems to have a scowl. I don't know. I think he'd probably be better suited on another project. You know what I'm saying? And he had a lot of pushback with the African American characters. That's what they say about you. He'd be like, Ali, he'd always make us feel uncomfortable by the way we wrote Corliss and his
story arc.
Yeah, know. He made us feel really
Corliss is in it. We actually changed characters to make them black.
Right. He was going to be a white guy.
He was supposed to be. He's in the book as a white guy. Because Rhea is definitely a white girl in the book. But there was another character named Nettles that's black, that they kind of merged. They merged the two. But Nettles wasn't, she wasn't part of the family. She was they said she was using spirits to get her dragon and get her stuff accomplished. So she was using magic or whatever. And
Octavia Butler.
Right, exactly. I was,
they drafted her from a whole different offer. It's like, yo, get this. Nettles shit is crazy.
Right. So they kind of merged the two characters. You know what I'm saying? And then made her a black girl with blonde hair. So
okay.
I mean, we actually went out our way. Like, she has a story arc. She's actually going to get a dragon.
Come on.
It's going to be the ugliest one you ever saw.
But, I mean, yeah. You know, but I mean,
they shouldn't complain.
I mean, at all. But you know, it is what it is. I'm just suggesting. Maybe we move him over into something else.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, everybody good with getting rid of Ali? Yay!
Oh, shit. They put you on motherfucking Lovecraft Country.
A grown motherfucker
season 3.
With their legs crossed on the floor around the rug and shit.
And saying they're going to bring Lovecraft back. We got you a meeting with Misha.
No, you ain't bringing Lovecraft nowhere.
Not at all. Not at all, man. Anyway.
Yeah, nah.
So that's what it is, man. You don't watch Industry, huh? You never watched Industry.
Nah,
that's
didn't.
Coming back.
I haven't.
Oh, shit.
It's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
How many seasons?
It's the third season, but they fast. I think they might even be half an hour joints. You might want to check out
catch
a
up.
Couple episodes.
Do a little catch
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because it could be good to, yeah, it could
okay.
be good to
I
chop
mean,
we're
going
to
need that's, something because, shit, it's over.
It's over. It's a rap city. Shit. That's it, man. Listen, let me tell y'all something, man. Seattle, Washington. I'm going to be there. August 30th through the 31st. Tickets still available, DamianLemon.com, comedy/bar. Y'all check it out. I want to see y'all. You know what I mean? Get in the world. Shout out. Call Sir Mix-a-Lot. Tell Sir Mix-a-Lot to come out there. You know what I mean? The ghost of Kurt Cobain be in the building. And, you know, whomever else is known from Seattle. I mean, I know Bruce Lee's grave is there. Quincy spent some time in there. Everybody that be at Ezel's getting good chicken. Come on through, man. Shout out to my man Boone. Everybody, come on now. Seattle, August 30th to the 31st. Seattle comedy/bar, DamianLemon.com. Get them tickets now. We're going to have a blast. I want to see y'all in the building. Muhammad, you got anything you want to say to the people?
My people, you know what I'm saying? Have a great rest of this week. You know what I'm saying? Continue to enjoy this hot-ass summer. You know what I'm saying? Stay inspired. You know what I mean? Stay motherfucking getting to it. And we'll be right back at you next week.
There it is. Till next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. Keep going.